Welcome to Couples Becoming Intentional. I'm Carrie.
I am John.
And here at Couples Becoming Intentional, we want to equip you with different tools and resources so that you can live intentional lives with those that you love to leave a legacy that lasts. Welcome to this week's episode of Couples Becoming Intentional and happy last episode of 2022. We are going to be diving in a few questions that you can ask yourself as you're prepping to wrap up this year and then gear up for 2023. But before we get started, we're going to be doing some just quick housekeeping things. So I'd love to read a review from Jay Brumley. He says, love this. Such a fun podcast with two down-to-earth people. I love that John and Carrie aren't afraid to discuss the hard issues while bringing so much fun to the show. Highly recommend for all married couples. Well, thank you. And this is just your friendly reminder to go ahead and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. John, you've got a joke for us and I'm really excited.
Well, it's thanks to the guy who invented zero.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thanks for nothing.
Oh my gosh, that was it. I was not prepped for you to already be saying it. That is too funny. So as we're ending, this was actually a very interesting topic for John and I, because John, do we set New Year's resolutions?
No,
we absolutely don't. I remember one year, like I definitely set 5 New Year's resolutions.
Five.
And I think I kept 10
years ago?
I think I kept one. And then I remember maybe like three or four years ago of having a specific like habit to work on per month was like another one to do, because you know typically it takes like 30 days to master a habit and then you're just
Is this after you read Atomic Habits?
No. Is that in Atomic Habits? That concept in Atomic Habits?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay, well, something about it then. And I just have like come to find that this like whole New Year's thing is like just so not me. What about you?
New Year's resolutions?
Right.
No.
Have you ever set any?
No, I have not.
Okay. I didn't think so.
I'm not one to be looking to the future.
Right.
Yeah. So no, to answer your question.
Yes, that definitely does answer your question. So if you're like us in any way and you're not like, here are the 5 things that I'm going to start Sunday, January 1st. Like, I want you to have the grace and space for this episode, because that's not what we're going to be talking about. We are going through 4 different questions that we've asked ourselves and that you can ask yourselves to really just do an overview of the year, what went well, what are some different things that you're grateful for, and then setting some intentions, like where do you want at least a trajectory to go? Because I think that's the thing that I see as we're like setting up for a new year. That's really where I have found peace with, about not necessarily a resolution, like I want to run a half marathon or I want to lose 20 pounds, like something like weird or ridiculous like that, that maybe have been in the past, but what would it look like for my intentions? Like in this year, I want to be focused on, or maybe it is something you want to accomplish or start the process of doing, really setting the intention. So that way each action that you take is either going to be in alignment with that intention or it's going to be not in alignment, and giving yourself the freedom that as 2023 comes along to switch it, right?
Yeah, like we might find ourselves in a different life stage. We might find ourselves like, oh, look, new baby.
Stop.
And then
that's not happening.
No, not for us. I'm just saying as a general example, like maybe you're getting married, or maybe mm-hmm. you're have another kid. Maybe like you're taking that next step, whatever it may mm-hmm. be. And like the plans that you created in 2022 may not be a reality going forward.
Right. And just holding everything very loosely, because yes, like we as people can try to make the best plans that we think for our life, but ultimately it's up to God to determine what those next steps are going to be. And he may completely direct you on a different path. And that doesn't mean you're a failure with your intentions. It just means you're adjusting them and enhancing them to best fit the season of life that you're in.
Absolutely, Carrie. I think like we can either err on the side of never making plans because we think that God's got this, like God mm-hmm. will direct my steps. No, it's like in Proverbs, it says like, a wise man plans out his steps, but then God is the one who fulfills like what mm-hmm. is going to happen. And then on the other side of like always planning, saying that this needs to happen no matter what.
Holding it on to right. it so tightly.
Like, yeah. And so then you're like, you're not allowing for God to like direct your steps anymore. Mm-hmm. It's you're planning your own life, not God.
So finding that harmony in between, because it's not absolutely. I know that's like your favorite word. It's not an all in or an all out. It's being able to find that harmony in between. So the first question as you're reflecting on 2022 is your best memories or your best moments. So John, what have been some of your favorite things that happened in or favorite memories in 2022?
Nothing really too specific. This is the first year, like full year mm-hmm. that I've been at home, that I've been a stay-at-home dad. And while it's had its ups, it's had its downs, it's absolutely. Like I get to like sleep in until 8 o'clock, which is like
your dream.
Phenomenal. Yeah. How about you, Carrie? What's one thing that you
was that the only thing you put down?
No, I have other things.
Okay,
we don't have to
okay
say all of them.
I am finding even like when we did our Christmas card, I always like talk about how my year was based on like the experiences that we've had, which is just like that adds up for me. So like going to Disneyland in March was like I talk about how like Disney World was such a big deal for us, but I think Disneyland almost maybe not topped it because that was the kids' first experience, but I've gone to Disneyland significantly more than I've ever gone to Disney World, and being able to like relive my childhood through the eyes of my children on like the storybook canal boats, which is like my all-time favorite ride, and being able to like our son understand what superheroes are at Avengers Campus and all the different things of Disneyland, like, and being able to be with your sister and her husband, like that was just the best vacation we've had. And I just adore it. It was so great.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking back of like all of those great memories that we had, and like, those are going to like stick with us for right. the rest of our life. Not just like reminiscing of what 2022 mm-hmm. was about. And so it's like, well, yeah, like I had some great moments of like, I keep looking at every time I'm in the garage, my mm-hmm. disc golf bag is just hanging right there. And I haven't played since summer because mm-hmm. I don't like cold.
Right.
And like, it's like one of those things. I'm like, I love that so much. Mm-hmm. I loved doing like going out and playing with people or by myself. And I don't get to do that right now. And so it's like, oh, like, those were great memories. Those mm-hmm. are like, because I like started that up again this mm-hmm. year, and I can't wait for next summer to start playing again. And part of me wishes we lived in a place that was warmer so that we could play year round.
Ooh, are we talking about moving?
Well, that's always, anytime it's winter around here.
I was going to say, anytime it's winter in the Midwest, we're like, why do we live here?
Because of family. Yeah. What's another thing for you?
So I also put on here, like spending more time with our immediate family. I feel like this was a year that we like consciously, unconsciously, just the circumstances that we like had within the last like quarter semester of like, we need to focus on the four of us. And that has just been one of the most beautiful things. I remember in the summer, just like Tuesday morning, or not Tuesday morning, like on a Wednesday morning, I would wrap up some of my work and then be able to just be outside at like 10 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday and like be playing in the pool or going outside and adding in that fun bucket list, not bucket list, fun list, where I'm going to keep doing that every single time. The fun list that we've incorporated and just being able to do things like closer to home and just spending more time with our kids has been like something you just can't put a price tag on any right. of that.
Yeah, it's the memories of like things that like you don't have to go to Disneyland, or you don't have to have these crazy extravagant like pricey things,
right?
Like find the things that are in your backyard that you can do for free or for the cheap. And like some of the great memories is like walking over to Dick's Drive-In and getting ice cream, surprising the kids with ice cream,
a Dilly bar.
Yeah. And so and then for like my last thing that I put for like one of my best memories is like time with great people. Mm-hmm. Like at the end, it came about because being a stay-at-home parent is so lonely. Like, mm-hmm. you deal with kids all day, and then you kind of just like, okay, when is my spouse going to come home? So kudos to those women out there that have been doing it for 10 plus years. I've been doing it for a year, already like needed people.
Right.
And so I went and I found people that are great quality that I can meet on a regular basis. And so like, that's what I'm grateful for is like every other Thursday I meet with two guys and we sit down, drink some beer and just talk about like, hey, what's going on? How's life? How's your wife? How's your
parenting?
Ah, it doesn't rhyme.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know if anything else rhymes with. Anyways, but yeah, like just how's your kids? How's it all going? And it's like, this is my latest woe. Like, can you speak wisdom into this? Mm-hmm. And it's pretty great. Also with that being said, like we meet every other week with our life group mm-hmm. through our church. And that has been phenomenal because we were able to talk about the Bible and talk about what's going on, talking about like, hey, are you being intentional with your wife and your kids and yourself? And it's just a good group of guys that, and women that like we are able to be open and honest with each mm-hmm. other and say like, hey, like this actually sucks. Yes. Yeah. Carrie is trying to move away from saying sucks.
Well, when your two-year-old starts saying it, then when you're kind of like, ooh, maybe we should say that stinks.
Yeah, probably. But when I'm with talking to other adults or...
Yeah, they understand.
Or teenagers, because I have some of my senior guys that listen to this and mm-hmm. call out to them. They are a pretty great group of guys.
They really are.
Yeah, you can say it sucks.
Yeah. Okay, so the next question is, what are you grateful for? And I know that is like... can maybe go along the lines of what like was the best memory, but I feel like this was just a little bit more deeper for both of us. One of the things that I am really grateful for, like John said, is our life group, just like finding community. I think and I know I'm not alone. So when I say this, if this is you, please reach out because you are not alone. John and I got married young and we got kids young, so we never feel like we've been able to like find a place or people to call home because we're in our mid-20s, but all of our friends who have kids the same age are in their mid-30s, and we just like, it's just hard, like it's just different.
Are you somebody that's been dealing with betrayal trauma? Are you somebody that has a really giant heart and you want to give back to this world, but you're not sure how you can do that because your trust has been broken? Well, I've got good news for you. I have the perfect podcast for you to come and listen to. It's called The Other Side of the Struggle, Healing from Betrayal Trauma by Erin Anderson Betrayal Trauma Coaching. Come learn how to trust again. Come learn how to open up that giant heart and heal from your betrayal trauma at The Other Side of the Struggle on all major platforms.
Yeah, it definitely is different. It's because all our friends that have the kids that are the same age as us are 10 years older than us, and right. So we're in like a whole like different mindset, almost mm-hmm. different kind of like, hey, like we have to be more mature than we're actually are. Mm-hmm. And so it's always funny when we're like actually like get around to saying how old we are.
Nobody believes us.
You're like, wait, you're 27?
That's all?
Wait. Well done.
Yes, well exactly. Done. So I'm really grateful just for the community that we've had, and just not even just our life group, but just other people that God has really divinely put into our path for this season has just been incredibly grateful. And something I personally have been praying about pretty much all of 2022 and the end of 2021 when I went back to work was like, who are going to be my people? And I remember when Jenny Allen's book, Find Your People, came out, another book came out right around the same time of it. And I'll link both those in the show notes. And I read it and just like sobbed on our vacation in May. I forgot we went to Arizona. And just cried, longing for people to be close with. And now like looking back now, it's December and I feel like we have that. And I'm forever grateful. Do you want to share what you put down?
Yeah, it's I'm grateful for the people in my life. Yeah. Just both my, like, my wife, my kids, extended family. So a lot of your side of the family that, like, can help out when we need a break. Also, there's people in our life group who are just phenomenal people, like close friends that we've been coming, getting to go know, like that we're being able to invite over and just have spent having dinner and then playing a board game, or even if it's like then just like I started a new D&D group on Sundays, and it's just like those are great quality people that all love Jesus and we have fun together.
Right.
And
you nerd out together.
We do. And they are great people. And yes. Every time we see each other, it's like we're always talking. We always like stop and talk for a while. So
yeah. Okay. Next question. What are you excited or as you're wrapping up 2022, what are you excited for that you can see happening in 2023? This is a very easy question for me. And I know that this one, you don't get excited for much.
No.
So what at least are you looking forward to when you think about 2023?
I think I'm just going to rapid fire them.
Okay.
Growth, because like I'm always growing in every aspect of my life. Mentorship. I'm trying to pursue a mentorship with one of our pastors at staff so that we can, so I can potentially become a pastor. And then I put counseling question mark because I've been saying, and maybe I need accountability that like I would like to go take the course that like our church requires for you to start counseling at our church. Like I just love that relational aspect of like, oh, this person is dealing with this, not finding the solution for them, but like having them discover the solution just lights me on fire. And so like having that opportunity to meet with people one-on-one, or if it's two-on-two because we're doing couple counseling, like that's like that would bring me a lot of joy.
I love that. One thing I'm looking forward to, I am going to be completing a half marathon in February, so I'm very excited about that. It's my second half marathon I've ever done, but there's a 8 to 9 year gap in between, so I'm actually really excited to be fully like training and have accountability and a training plan with this one compared to my last one when I was a senior in high school. And then one thing that, like, that I'm like nervous and excited for is like the shifted focus. So our family's going to Disneyland in January, and then we're making a pause of like all trips and all like quote lavish things, and being able to like shift our focus to being here, like being in our city, focus on the city our church is in and like the four of us, and just using our resources in different ways is something I'm like
wisely and more intentionally.
I'm not saying we are not wise and we're not intentional, but
well, we are. Yeah, we have to be wise if we're able to cash flow.
Right. Things. Yes. Exactly. So we're just going to be able to use the money that we would normally save on Disney trips or just other vacations and steward it in a different way. And I am nervous because every ounce of me just loves travel planning, and I just like, it just gets me excited.
So if you had to pick between planning a vacation taking a vacation, what is more exciting for you?
Well, I think I'm going to have to teach myself that planning a vacation is better.
I think it is for you.
Like, I think it might be.
Because I think it's a longer period of time.
Right.
Where you're like gearing up for it, where then a vacation is like a weekend to a week.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're preparing for this for like at least this one in January. Like, you've been doing it for like the past 6 months.
Ever since we got back from Disney. Well, we were supposed to go to Disney World in February, which we still are, but it's like, it's like over a year. I remember buying stuff for Disney World in March for Penny's birthday. And like, it's just so crazy. So if anyone ever needs any Disney travel trips planned, just message me. You can fill my void in my heart of no traveling. And that's going to be just an area of discipline and out of obedience, because I've just really felt convicted of like this, after this it's done. And I look forward to that. And I'm excited. And I know I'm not alone, because I've been listening to tons of Disney podcasts where, because of prices and because of flights and everything's just becoming more expensive, we're going to kind of dial it in a little bit more as we head into 2023. Okay.
Final question.
Final question. Last one. What will be your intention or your focus for 2023?
Do you want me to go, or are you going to go first?
You can go first.
Didn't I go first for the last two?
Sure, I can go first. Go ahead. One thing I've been, like, my focus over the last year, but it's become very evident in the last 6 months, is just contentment and rest and peace, which has not come naturally to me in the slightest, in the slightest. So I'm excited that as I look forward to it, of like ending hustle and like not striving and just ceasing. And that's going to be something that I learn over and over again. It's gotten significantly better in the last 6 months than it did even in the beginning of 2022. And then the last thing that I said was discipline. So I think that's really where this like half marathon comes in, is I like am wanting to grow in discipline. And that means waking up early to get to the gym, to get my miles in on a treadmill. And yeah, just being disciplined in this area and having it be something that continues. Because I actually really do enjoy running, and just doing this half marathon with my mom, my sister, has just brought me so much joy. And I would love to be able to just have this be a part of my natural rhythm and have this be an area that I'm disciplined in, because I know that discipline in one area can leak to discipline in another area and or in other areas. So I'm excited to see what that focus, intentional focus on that would be. So, and how it like leaks into other areas of my life. What'd you put?
I put just being helpful, being helping others, being of service to others, because like, yeah, I want to be helpful. I want to like help people have that breakthrough, to be just be able to like have those aha moments, is like, that's what I really want to like focus on. So like one aspect of that is, yes, being an intentional parenting, which is like my second thing, of just like, you know, I don't know about you, you probably do this too. Like, you find yourself, you're like, I wasn't actually playing with my kid today. I was actually just on my phone all day. I kept going back to my phone, or like started cleaning this or started doing that, when you're like, your daughter is literally asking you, come after you do that, can you come play with me? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Like, and then you're like, well, no, I got to do this because I already started it. And so you're like, you get so wrapped up in all of the stuff that needs to get done, you forget about all of the relationships that like will dwindle, or like will lose, you'll lose out on, because you're doing all of the stuff that needs to get done. And so it's just like, how can I like be more intentional with community, with just like loving others. And so,
and we'll take you guys along on that journey, because that's definitely something that, as we have this podcast, it's all about how can we be more intentional with each other, ourselves, and those around us. So as we head into 2023 for Couples Becoming Intentional, we're not going anywhere. We're going to continue putting out weekly content. And by the time this comes out, we are going to be super, super close to 3,000 downloads on the podcast, which, you guys, when we started this, I like no attachment to these numbers or these downloads. And we just really want to say how grateful and thankful we are that each and every single one of you listen, you share it with your friends, you leave ratings and reviews, and that you're learning something. You're learning different things from these podcast episodes, because that, like, we're doing this out of obedience. Like, we just really felt the call over 2 years ago to start this, and now here we are. And this, all glory to God for everything that comes of this. And we are just so thankful for you guys.
So let us know, like, what are you grateful for? Like, email us at our email that's in the outro, or reach out to Carrie or I. Like, we want to know what you're grateful for, what your best memories of 2022 were, what you're excited for 2023, and what will your focus be? Just so, thank you for listening to another episode of couples becoming intentional.
And we'll see you guys in the next one.
See ya. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to another episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. As always, if you have a question that you would like us to answer here on the podcast, you can go ahead and send us an email at jcvhouse@gmail.com, or you can send me a DM over on Instagram at Carrie Vaco. We'd love to be able to answer and feature you on here on the podcast. And as always, if there is somebody in your life who would benefit from this episode, feel free to go ahead and send them the link. And if you love this content, we'd love to be able to hear from you. So go ahead and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts.
Until next time, we love you and we appreciate you.
See you guys.
Bye.